The American Farm Bureau wants infrastructure legislation in 2020. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Some time ago, Chris Scheffner of CoBank had this to say about rural infrastructure.
When we talk about infrastructure, I think historically, that's been a general term to cover really just transportation infrastructure. So highways and bridges, railways. It's also important in rural America to recognize that of that kind of national transportation system, we've got 75% of the country's bridges and almost 75% of the country's roads in rural America.
Well, now there's new talk on Capitol Hill about improving U.S. infrastructure, and agriculture will be the biggest benefactor from infrastructure investments. Unlike other issues on Capitol Hill, infrastructure is one of the few nonpartisan issues in Washington. Both parties regularly share ideas on transportation, water, and broadband policy. At different times over the past 3 years, House and Senate leaders pledged support for putting infrastructure debates on the legislative calendar, and the time is ripe for new updated policy. The infrastructure in America is rusting, crumbling, and in need of upgrades and improvements. The American Farm Bureau is hopeful that Congress will get to work on legislation that'll authorize spending on badly needed improvements. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Megan Nelson highlighted infrastructure priorities for farmers and their rural communities. She says connecting rural areas to the global economy is of utmost importance. Ag Information Network of the West.